All right, let's repeat one more time. Chaflav on the base. Tanur Rabbanan. Melach.
So salt that is on a korban, that is on a limb of an animal, mila applies to it.
Okay. Meaning, if Granite came along and grabbed some of that salt off the what do you call it, the aver, we over mila. Yeah. However, shal gabei akevesh. Shibarosho. Interesting, but the salt that comes off, right, is not subject to mila. Okay. Vama Rav Masna Mikra. So where do you know this from? For this pasuk, Vigraftem. Beautiful. So we have a very basic Havamina Maskana here, right? So I ask, well, what's the Havamina? No, it's factually. You would have thought what? Come on, you guys had time to prepare this yesterday too. What would you have thought?
The salt on the kevis is also
Bro, that's, yeah. Not that, see, that's the next Gemara. The next Gemara is taking up your point, which is going to be the very idea of No, I would say that, no. I would say it's salt in general, right? Let's take a step back. I'd say it's salt in general. Mi'ila should apply to it. Because what is salt? If salt's in the Mikdash, what is it? It's holy salt, right? Okay, let's push that to the side. The Gemara here is saying is that when the salt's on the Aver, right? So what you would think is that once it's on the Aver and then falls off, right? What's its status? It should be hektish. In other words, if the salt, when it went onto the Aver first, right, became holy salt, right, sanctified, and then came off. So its status should remain hektish. But the Gemara's chiddush is that no, for some reason, the salt on the Aver, hektish, right, me'ila, off the Aver, no me'ila.
Are we assuming that it hit the Aver first?
Yes. That's key. Yes. Because the next Gemara is going to take up salt in general. Okay, this is talking about a specific case. The salt, I mean, think about it. You're salting your Aver, right? Or whatever, salting your Aver. What's going to happen? Some of it's going to come off into the Kevesh, into the ramp.
Is it what's going to come off with?
David, once I do one side of the Aver, what do I have to do?
Yeah.
Flip it over.
Oh, you're saying that when you flipped it.
Yeah, it's normal. You can't control all these salt
particles.
Well, I was going to say crystal. That's better. Crystal. So it's very simple, okay? I think it's very simple. In other words, at the end of the day, what do we see here? We see that the Havamina is very simple. It's like what you guys are saying, right? The Havamina is that once I add the salt to the Aver, right? So now it acquires a new chalos, a new identity. Because what is it? It's hektish, meaning it's now holy salt. It's now in the, its designation is one now of, as an object, as a entity, hektish salt, right? But it's a very interesting thing. This has been consistent all along, what we've been saying, okay? Remember, Bamelach, Timlach, right? So it's an interesting thing. The salt's chalos is not tied, right? It's not tied to its, I'd say, substantive relationship to the korban, meaning its presence on the korban doesn't make it hektish. Rather, it is a functional idea. Meaning, as long as it is functioning to salt, okay, then its status of hektish emerges. You understand? It has to be in the process of Malicha'ing, all right, or being Moleach. It's the being Moleach that produces its status of Hektish. It's the fact that it's salting the thing that makes it Hektish, not that it is salt. Now, of course, only salt can be that which goes ahead and produces salting. But the point is, it's only when it's functioning as salting something that I can ever say Hektish applies. That's the Maskana. So once it drops off, right, once it drops off the thing, it's not functioning as salt anymore. It goes back to being regular old salt. Okay? Which fits right in line with what we've been saying all along. Bamelach timlach. In other words, it's not just the fact that it's salt, but it's salting something. Okay? Okay. That leads to this next point in the Gemara, which is very interesting. Because now, that's very nice, right?
Wait, what's the
Havamina? The Havamina is that, no, the Havamina is that it's a substance idea. I mean, the moment this thing touches the korban, the moment, as Kanak was saying, the moment the relationship is established, right, this is now the salt of the korban. Just like the korban's hektish, the salt acquires the same properties. It's easy. Okay. Did you guys see that? So you remember that Mishnah? The Mishnah says that Beis Din was Misakin. Very good question you had about going against the Daraisa. But Beis Din was Misakin, right, that the Kohanim can get Hana from Melach. Why is that important? To, right, okay. But in which context? Because what would you have thought? More than that. Do you see the Gemara? Okay. Let's take a look at the Gemara. David. Tanan Hasam. Again. Neotin. Okay, so when it comes, we're going to focus on the melah. So when it came to the salt in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim were able to do what? To get benefit from it. Okay, so Bezin had to come along and tell us this. Okay? Okay.
Amar Shmuel,
Lo Shanu.
Lo Shanu, Ela, Karbanan. Aval, Avila,
Lo. All right, so you guys are like this, okay? This is a very funny Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? It says, it's a funny Gemara. The Gemara says, when we say it's mutter for them to get hana from the salt, okay, when is it mutter for them to get hana from the salt? As the Gemara says, when? Well, okay, yeah. In other words, for the korban. It means when the melach is functioning for the benefit of the korban, right? So then they can get benefit from the salt. So what would be an example of that? Let's see about the mincha, for example, right?
They take off a piece of the korban, they can sprinkle some salt.
Right. Well, I would say that.
Or if it's already on there.
Right. I would say that I salted the mincha, and now I have a piece. I take a piece of my mincha pie. That's salt, and it's fine. But what's achilas kachim? What's the tzarach achila? What is this? What's the achila?
For their kulin, is it wrong?
Right. Well, that's later on in the Gemara. All right. But for no. That's later on. That's not now. No. There's a difference between saying that they can use melach for their korban, okay, versus saying
other kodesh
meetings. Like, right. Truma, let's say exactly. Meaning, let's say Dov brings me some awesome truma, and I'm like, wow, you know, this is kind of like dry. I send Garfunkel to the closet to get some salt, right, to add to this truma you brought me, right? So there I have something that's kodesh, right? But you would think I can't get benefit from it, okay? That's an amazing idea. There's the Gemara the Shmuel suggesting that hana, right? The restriction of hana, right, is only by, or say the matir of hana is only by when melach is added to my korban. But when the melach, when the salt is added, let's say the Kohen says, "Listen, I'm having my truma hot dog. Right? I want to have some salt, right?" Well, that's such a thing as a truma hot dog, but if such a thing existed, okay, I couldn't use the salt. I couldn't use it. Okay, I couldn't use it. Why not? Okay, keep going to Gemara. Call Sakadaita. Right, so it says, when it says likorbanam, what does that mean? For melicha, meaning I can be, it's mutter for me to use salt to do melicha. Okay? Right, but I can't. I can't use melach shel hekdesh for achilas kachem. Okay? So for other things that are kodesh, for other things in the Beis HaMikdash that are kodesh, you would not be able to use salt. What a strange restriction. Okay? Is that clear? In other words, Shmuel comes along and says, when Beis Din came along and said, it is mutter for the Kohanim to get hana for melach, right? They were very careful. They said, only when it's for usage on the korban, meaning for the hakrava. Right, but when it comes to I want to enjoy my kachim, I cannot benefit from melach on my kachim. Okay. And then we'll stop and try to explain this. The Gemara's question then is, David, hashta.
Okay. Hashta
limloach.
Limloach oros kachim.
Isn't that
translated? What's all right, so hashta limloach oros kachim, right? But 1 second. We have a problem. Right. What's the problem? What's the case of why would you what's meliach of the oros? What is meliach oros kachim? Anyone know what that is? The hides. Okay, now the hides themselves are chulin. Yes, the hides are chulin. Okay, why would you salt hides? By the way, yes, you'd say. I think we looked it up. It's putrefying, meaning like you want to like take out like all like the putrid stuff. But whatever,
it's
a kasha. So the Gemara says, all right, shachilos kachim lo yavinan. Then 1 second, let me get this straight here. But understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is like this. The Gemara's kasha is that you're telling me I can't use melach on kachim, only for korbanos. But if the Kohen wants to have his a hektish hot dog, he can't use a salt. Okay? That's impossible. Why? Because oros kachim. Oros kachim, the hides, are chulin. They're not hektish. They're not holy. They're not sanctified. They are profane. Right? Okay. That being the case, and yet, what's the halacha? I can, the Kohanim can take salt from the Mikdash and salt the hides. Right? So the Gemara is saying, if you're telling me, how can you tell me that it's prohibited to use hektish salt on kachin, but permitted to use hektish salt on chulin? That's absurd. Okay, let's stop for a second. Now, this is a serious problem. This is something you might, this is something you might skip in methodology. You have to realize. Okay, there are no surprises in the Gemara. Okay, it's not like surprise. I didn't know about this Gemara of Oros Kachim. Meaning, in the original learning of Shmuel, and this is the tricky part. In the original learning of Shmuel, Shmuel understands the halacha of Oros Kachim, knowing full well that's a case of chulon, and still tolerates the idea that, well, how would melach work? He tolerates the following: no melicha, benefit from melicha by korbanos, benefit from melicha by oros, no benefit by kachim, by chilas kachim. Meaning, should I give any more away?
No.
Okay. So what we need to understand now is we need to understand, which is not going to be easy, this whole sequence here in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to first start off by suggesting that when Beis Din comes along and says you can get hana from melach, it's a very restricted type of hana. It's hana by korbanos, melach by korbanos, but not by kachim. And the Gemara challenges that and says that's absurd, because how can you tell me I can only get hana from melach and kachim when I can certainly get hana from melach from korbanos and not from kachim, when I know I can get hana from doing melicha to chulin? How's that possible? But Shmuel knew this. Or at least if the Gemara is reading Shmuel, he knew this. Right? So no surprises. How could Shmuel incorporate the idea of Malichas Oros and the Havamina? That's the challenge. But sorry. You're wrong, though. You don't have to reject that Gemara. All right? It's easier to, but you don't have to. I'll tell you why.
It's not.
No, right. In other words, and when I put the salt on my truma, right, what's it doing? Salting. Yeah. So it's still a usage issue. In other words, the hektish is tied to its usage. Okay? It's not that the substance is the hektish. It's in being used to salt is when it's hektish. Fine. Come on. What would you think in the Havamina, right? You would think that, that's what we were saying before. You would think that what? That salt, right?
Is inherently hektish.
Well, not as a substance. But that's not a possibility. No, rather,
it's a salting thing. So in terms of its utility of salting, it should be hektish. And therefore, if I'm doing a hektish salting, meaning I'm salting for either for korban or for kodesh.
Exactly. Right. As long as the salt is salting that which is kodesh,
yeah.
So what's the problem?
Right.
I mean, it's clear. There's no reason to make a distinction. The hard part is why you make a distinction. The Havamina here is pshita. The Havamina is saying that since the utility of salt is salting, right, and we're going to say when it's in salting mode, right, don't ask me when that starts, but when it's in salting mode, right, it's being in salting mode that I'll now say the identity of hektish emerges, right?
Yeah.
So why would I limit it what do you call it, A over B? I would just say anything that's kodesh, right, anything that's hektish in the mikdash, hektish, perfect, right? It's being utilized to salt something that's kodesh. So what do I care if it's korban or for, in other words, so to make it very simple, it's a very simple answer, right? The answer is, and again, this justifies or proves what we've been saying all along. Melach is a component of korban. Its identity as melach, to be moleach, is tied to the very identity of korban itself. So if that's true, I can't use melach by kachim. I can only get benefit from it when it comes to korban itself, because it's only melach in that context.
Well, it's not only melach.
Moleach. That's right.
It's hektish.
Exactly.
Instead of hektish
the chum. Right. So right, I want to say, let's be careful. So why can't therefore I use it for a regular kachim?
Because it's like hektish, like directed toward korban. And so
right.
If you're using it for something else, then you're outside of the hektish parameters that are set up.
Exactly. Good. Okay, good. Okay? Now, here's the problem. Yes. Okay, this is the part you may not have picked up on. Let's understand the kasha and then my kasha. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The kasha in the Gemara is, let me get this straight. Shmuel, you're trying to tell me there's a restriction, right, in, or I'll put in canary terms, the matir, the permissive hana of melach is only when it's there as part of korban, okay, and not for something that's hektish, right? So again, let's put it in categorical terms. It's like for again, korban is a type of hektish, right? But it's only for a prot, like an example, korban, and not for the classification of things that are hektish, okay?
There's a certain final cause.
Sure, yeah, great, okay. So now, right. But now the Gemara says, but that can't be. Why? Because we know there's a halacha that, I'm telling you, in the original version of Shmuel, they knew this, okay? There's a halacha that oros shall kachem. Now, it doesn't mean the oros are hektish. It means the oros that come from animals that are going to be set aside for mikdash usage, right? Those hides are chulin. They're chulin mamish. And yet, the Kohen can come along and do what? Use it to stop the putrefaction of those hides. That's a benefit. He's not eating it, right? But that's a benefit. So the question is, how could it be, how is it possible that the Kohen can come along, right, and get benefit from melicha, from salt, in a chulin context, but cannot get benefit from it in a kachem context? The trickier point is to understand is that this is not a surprise. Meaning, in the original version of limiting it to, you understand, right? Limiting it to korban, right? The Gemara knows the halacha of oros. It knows that by oros, right? Oros are chulin, and yet you could do melach. Meaning, in the havmina, it's tolerating the possibility of again hana from melach korban, hana from melach chulin, or let's say, I won't say chulin, the specific case of oros, no hana from kachem. Kamash malan, right? This whole way of thinking goes out the window because it's inconsistent, okay? So I want to understand, how do you understand the havmina here and I understand the maskana? It's very simple, it's like this. Think about the process of malicha here in the context of the korban and what it called, and oros versus adding salt to my truma, to my hot dog, okay? It's an easy nafkamina. Because in the case of both the hides and the korban, right, what's the melach doing?
Oh, it's the hides and the korban?
Yeah, the hides and the korban.
Yeah, they're both affecting this thing with salt.
It's producing a change in the object, okay? Like the salt gets into the hide and it causes it not to putrefy, right? That relationship is different than adding salt to my hot dog. So from a relationship standpoint, right, I would say that that's the Havamina. I'll show you why. That's the Havamina. The Havamina is saying, of course I can restrict it. I can say that I can kick out Kachem and say I can only get benefit from Melach in Korban and in Oros. Because Korban and Oros share something in common. They are Moleach, right? Whereas by adding salt to my hot dog, that's not moleach. You know what that is? That's adding salt to my hot dog. That's, as you were saying, a culinary phenomenon. But the point is that that's a different relationship. That's an additive. It's a different relationship. But the relationship of salt to, let's say, a hide and korban is one of melicha. So since that relationship is what exists, right, that's why I can unite them. I can say they fit, even though the oros are chulin. But as a functional thing, it's the same thing. Okay. But the maskana says no. It's interesting. What now? The maskana is falling back on the old. It's like an old axiom. You can never escape, right? Which is no. Come on. But when it comes to the idea of hektish must always be generated by something that which itself is kodesh, right? In other words, it's very nice to say that it's true. If I looked at melach in a purely functional way, you'd be right. But ultimately. And that's why they have to remember the maskana is rejecting this line of reasoning.
Wait, didn't you say that?
The Gemara likes the idea of saying it's a functional thing. It likes that. The problem is you have a more basic problem. The more basic problem is that only the status of hektish can emerge from something that is kodesh, right? So therefore, if that's true, right? If that's true, the fact that by oros, right, I could, and by kachem I can't, makes no sense. That's an impossibility. It's an impossibility to say that. So what leaves? What gets thrown out? This distinction. So just David, skip ahead for a second. All right. If you look ahead, it says Elamai. Skip a couple lines. It says Elamai le korbanam. Rather, what does the korbanam mean? What's the tanai of Beis Din?
Lachilas. Oh, okay. Lachilas korbanam.
Okay, that's a distinction, right? Whereas the Gemara says the final move is that, no, you'll see, now, this is where we're going to stop, okay? Because the next part is much more complex, but this is a nice ending point. No, you see, throws out that possibility and says that the basin's Tanai is you can get Hana, that Kohanim get Hana from Melach in any Hektish format, okay? But they can't get Hana from Melach when it's used on Chulin. Now, of course, the Gemara is going to say Pshita, but that's where we're going to stop, all right? So that thus ends Malicha, okay?